Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The fate of electronic records connected to the administration of former Governor Mitt Romney continues to raise questions. New documents show Romney's staff shortened the leases for computers in the governor's office. The change in leases allowed Romney's staff to wipe the hard drives on their computers before returning them to the leasing company, or in some cases, buy them back before Romney left the corner office in 2006. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports, this is the latest development in the story about how and why Romney's staff destroyed electronic records.
Reading Massachusetts laws on the conservation of public records is a little bit like exploring archaic documents.
It's amazing how outdated some of these laws are.
Pam Wilmot, the director of Common Cause Massachusetts, knows this firsthand.
Literally, they talk about records as if they're paper and the percentage of animal product they have to have and the kind of glue and watermark and all these other outdated concepts, and don't talk about preserving electronic versions.
Massachusetts law does require the governor to turn over all emails to the state archives, even if they're not made public. They can be destroyed, but they have to be printed before they're wiped out. Two sources told WBUR that Romney's staff did say they printed their emails before they destroyed them. Still, over the weekend, in the town hall in Peterborough, New Hampshire, presidential candidate Mitt Romney found himself trying to explain to reporters why 11 of his senior aides bought back their hard drives.
Items that are personal or confidential, of course, would not be appropriate to put them in the public domain. We would be violating our trust in doing so.
Romney said the documents his administration handed to the state archives provide a good view of how he worked.
So we followed not only the law in Massachusetts, the precedent of prior governors and legislators, we went beyond that, providing 700 boxes of records.
Those were the paper records. Documents obtained by WBUR reveal yet another way Romney's senior staff found reasons to destroy electronic records. In 2005, Governor Romney's staff signed a 3-year lease for the computers in the governor's office. But the next year, in December 2006, a month after Deval Patrick won the election, Romney's staff signed a new lease. It began when Patrick took office in January 2007. This could be a completely innocuous attempt to give the new governor fresh computers, but it was standard practice to scrub the hard drives once a lease had expired, so changing the lease also allowed Romney's staff to order the hard drives scrubbed before returning the old computers. We asked Romney's campaign staff about this, but they didn't get back to us. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.